Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman. The Pope leaves Greece with additional passengers on his airplane. Pope Francis gave Europe a lesson Saturday in welcoming refugees by bringing at least 12 Syrian Muslims to Italy aboard his charter plane after an emotional visit to the Greek island of Lesbos, which has faced the brunt of Europe's migration crisis. Refugees on the overwhelmed island fell to their knees, wept at his presence. The Vatican said Francis wanted to make a gesture of welcome at the end of his five-hour visit to Lesbos, where he implored Europe to respond to the migrant crisis on its shores, saying, "In a way that is worthy of our common humanity." The Greek island, just a few miles from the Turkish coast, has seen hundreds of thousands of desperate people land on its beaches and rocks over the past year, fleeing war and poverty and home only to be housed in a detention center there. One of the volunteers working with migrants on the island, identified only as Chloe, said the Pope's message was heard loud and clear.
One of the messages that really struck me was, don't lose faith. And you are not alone. And I think for people inside Moria at the moment, for children and their families who have fled, you know, violence and conflict, they've given up everything, they've sold all of their worldly possessions, they've risked their lives coming across the ocean to Greece to seek safety in Europe. And they are losing hope, because to be told they might be sent back to Turkey, it's just too much for some people. And to be locked inside Moria Detention Centre in these awful conditions, it's so easy for people to lose hope.
The Vatican said the three Syrian families, including six children who were taken back with the Pope, will be supported by the Holy See and cared for by Italy's Catholic community. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.